but he has been contending since early childhood with nearly crippling anxiety disorders. He writes about it in a best-selling memoir called My Age of Anxiety. Support comes from Carthage College, welcoming author and prominent South African entrepreneur Herman Mashaba. He'll give a presentation Monday, February 9th. It's titled Economic Freedom of South Africa, The Contradictions. It begins at 6 p.m. and is open to the public.
This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, your gateway to public radio. You're listening to Community Matters, a discussion of important issues facing our communities. The program is co-hosted by Len Iaquinta, a nonprofit manager, fundraiser, and consultant, WGTD Walworth County correspondent Jim McClure, and by Troy McDonald, a gateway marketing student who also serves as a development specialist for WGTD. Now, here's today's host.
Good morning. This is Len Iaquinta for Community Matters, and our topic today is jobs, employment, and unemployment statistics, what's going on here in Kenosha County and in our surrounding region. My special guest this morning is Tim Thompson. He's at the Job Center of Kenosha County. He's the Business Services Supervisor. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We're delighted to have you with us. I think the first thing we want to talk about is this exciting set of job fairs that you have coming up. The first one is going to be in just a couple of weeks, on February 11th. It's a Wednesday afternoon. Tim, tell us about this Kenosha County Job Fair. What's its purpose? Who should go there and why?
Well, the purpose is we try to connect all the employers that are trying to fill positions with potential job seekers. You know, so if you are currently unemployed, looking to change your career, or just looking maybe sometime to get a part-time job to supplement some of your income, you should come on down to the Kenosha County Job Fair at the Montegrano Center here at Gateway. On Wednesday, February 11th, from 1 to 4, we're going to have quite a few companies. We're looking to see if we can get at least 40 companies from Kenosha and the surrounding areas with a wide variety of different positions. So it's open to all kinds of different people. If you know, a list here, there's quite a few different various jobs that are available out there.
Well, I notice you have quite a list of companies listed already. Now, are these actual jobs that are open, or are they just fishing for resumes to collect?
Nope, these will be actual positions they're looking to fill. You know, like I said, there's anywhere from certified nursing assistants to CNC operators, assembly people, independent living, janitorial, packaging, forklift drivers. So you kind of have a wide variety, so it's open to pretty much anybody in the public.
Even assembly technicians and quality technicians, so there's various levels of professional and pre-professional here as well you're looking for.
Correct.
Is that right?
Correct.
Now, this is a location that's going to be right here at the Gateway Technical College campus in Kenosha at the big Madrigano Auditorium in the center of the campus here on 30th Avenue. Who can come to this? Just Kenosha County residents? Or
no, anybody can. We like to, you know, find out where the people are coming from. So we take as people come in, we'll take their zip codes to find and do some statistics later on to find out where we're drawing people in. We'll have people from, you know, Kenosha, Racine County, Illinois. Sometimes you will even get people from, you know, South Milwaukee area.
So we're filling jobs for Kenosha businesses, and people from anywhere in our listening area are more than welcome to apply.
Oh, yes,
And to come down to this fair.
Yes.
Cool, okay. I don't want people to think that because it says Kenosha County Job Fair, it means that you got to show papers that you live in Kenosha County. No.
Nope.
We're not like that. Now, what happens at this job fair? How do you take advantage of this as a prospective person looking for a job? How do you prepare for this? How do you present yourself? How do you advise people to act?
Well, what we try to do is we try to get it out as, you know, far enough in advance so people can plan in it, you know, and decide how they want to approach this. One of the best ways is to see if you have any, you know, need to update your resume. Sometimes people have recently been laid off or they're in a current job and they're looking to change their jobs. They need to come down to the job center. We can help them out. We run resume classes, mock interviewing classes, so you can learn, you know, the current resume techniques, what employers are looking for. And so it's best to have plenty of resumes when you come, dress appropriately. And
what's that?
Well, you should dress professional or, you know, semi-professional. You don't always have to have a suit and tie, but you shouldn't come in sweatpants and, you know, torn jeans. You should come professionally and represent yourself professionally. You know, and like I said, practice your before you come. You should do some mock interview. And if you don't want to come down to the workshops that we offer down at the Kenosha Job Center, you can go to a friend or a family member and sit down and practice your interviewing.
That's really good advice. You know, I've been doing public speaking since I was a young person, and that practice thing is really important. And no matter how good you think you are, I still do a lot of practicing ahead of time for all sorts of things. I think that's really great advice to get with a friend who will ask you some tough questions and get you. We just don't normally feel ready to do that unless you've practiced. I think that everyone needs to practice, even if you've been through many of them. If you're out of practice after a couple of years, you're out of practice.
Right. Yeah. And it's also, you know, it gives you more of a confidence level that you've already gone out there and you're not nervous in front of someone. You know, at this job fair, some of the companies will have paper applications where you'll get a chance to fill out the applications and turn them back in and talk to somebody face-to-face. And you'll also, some of them will have you go online. But it's always good to get in front of somebody, because what they'll do is they'll remember you if they say to go online and they have your resume. I'm looking for this person. You know, I met them at the job fair. A lot of people say when you apply online, you never really get any results. But this is an opportunity to get face-to-face with actual people who have jobs that they're actually hiring for.
So you want to have people advised to wear a clean pair of shoes, have a pressed shirt,
correct,
khakis, or maybe a good-looking pair of jeans.
Correct.
So you look at makeup. Even if the job isn't going to require you to dress that way day to day, you suggest that people think about how they present themselves at this initial, because this is the first impression.
Right. That's very important, the first impression is.
Terrific. Do you have anything else you want to tell us about Wednesday, February 11th, here at the Gateway Madrigano Auditorium? Now, this is going to be 1 o'clock till 4 o'clock, so it's just 3 hours. And you can park right here on the campus. There's
Correct.
No problem with parking right in front of the auditorium. Anything else people should be aware of to take advantage of that, or do they just show up?
Well, I think you should just, you know, make sure you prepare yourself. You know, the night before, make sure you're ready. Have everything ready to go, and make sure that you have time allotted to make sure that you're going to, you know, put your best foot forward is really what you need to do.
How about the new manufacturers coming to town and Amazon? Are they involved with this, or is Amazon and Costco and those kind of companies, Myers, are they going to do their own?
Well, right now we're looking at helping coming in the future here in the next few months, working with those organizations. We have, like, Meijer, we had worked with them in the past on the distribution center hiring process, and they're going to be looking to hire for their new superstore that's opening up here pretty soon. They're going to work with us, and they're looking to hire around 300 people to 350 in between full and part-time, so that's going to be something. They're not quite ready to hire, but they will be shortly.
So you anticipate working with Meijer and maybe having an open call with them?
We'll work with them somehow through the job center, mm-hmm. like we did last time for their distribution center. We'll also be working with Amazon coming up soon, you know, around 1,000 employees for their fulfillment center that's going to be opening soon. And we worked with them before at the job center, and we're anticipating doing the same kind of things for them there.
So you've had relationships already that you feel are good, strong relationships to build upon.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes. And then Costco, we, you know, made contact with them, and we're not sure exactly how many people they're going to hire and what their timeline is, but we look forward to working with them in the future.
I live near that site. I see the walls are pretty much up on most of the building now. They're
sure
making some progress even in spite of the weather. But that's going to be a hiring process that's going to be, what, late spring probably?
Yeah. You know, most of this is coming into the springtime. You know, these things that the FNA group is going to be working with us also coming up.
So what are they?
Approximately 150. It's a manufacturer that's coming into the area. They're looking to hire about 150 people. Mm-hmm. So they'll be coming, and we'll be working along with them too.
Now, I also noticed that you have, and my guest today, by the way, is Tim Thompson, who's the Business Services Supervisor for the Kenosha County Job Center. We'll be talking more about what he does in terms of recruitment and helping people get jobs, and we'll also be talking about employment and unemployment statistics in a little bit. But, Tim, you have scheduled here a young adult job fair for later in this early spring. Tell me about that.
Yes, we've been doing this for several years now, and what we do is we have a young adult job fair. It'll be Tuesday, April 7th, and it'll be held at the Kenosha County Job Center in our Commons area.
So that's down on South Sheridan Road, the big building.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And it'll be running from 1 to 4. And what we do is we try to target local businesses that look to do a lot of youth hiring for the summer and stuff and try to help them get access to students, you know, to make it easier for them to get their positions filled before summertime. We like to try to have somewhere between 25, 30 employers come down, and then we'll advertise to the students throughout the school districts. It's not just the city of Kenosha schools. It's through the county and all the way out. And we'll have a wide variety of different employers that'll come and get a chance to speak to individuals looking to fill their positions.
Well, that's terrific. Now, you have referred a little bit to workshops that you have. I wonder if you might just summarize that once again for us, and we'll give a URL and an email address for people to find out about the workshops and also about businesses to contact your office to make listings. Why don't we give that information?
Sure. Job seekers, can come down and they're asked, like we said, be ready to come to a job fair with plenty of resumes in hand, and we'll offer resume writing classes, mock interviewing classes, and there's for a list of workshops you can go to www.kenoshacounty.org and follow the links to departments, human services, workforce development, job center workshops to get a list of the times and the current workshops that we offer.
That's a few clicks, but you can get it from the Kenosha County website.
Correct.
You go to
You go to departments, human services, workforce development, job center workshops.
Great.
We also, if businesses are looking to participate in any of these upcoming job fairs, or if they're interested in holding any sort of on-site recruitments, which are like sort of mini job fairs that we'll hold for an individual business at the job center, they can contact the Kenosha Job Center at 262-697-4500, and also they can shoot the business services team a email at business.services@kenoshacounty.org with any of their business services and hiring requirement needs,
super.
And we can assist with that.
Well, that's terrific. That's very helpful. Now, you've got some other things scheduled. You do a lot of activity at the job center. You're a very busy team there. What else do you have coming up this early part of this year, Tim?
Well, other things, we work with VITA, which is a local volunteer income tax assistance. If you earn up to $53,000 and the Kenosha County VITA site can help prepare your basic tax return for free of charge. There's several locations. The Job Center is one of them at 8600 Sheridan Road. Come into Entrance D. It opens February 7th through April 7th, and it's Tuesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 p.m. to noon. It's first come, first serve. Other area locations are the ELCA Outreach Center at 6218 26th Avenue in Kenosha.
That's a new location for them. The ELCA Outreach Center just recently moved there.
Correct.
In Uptown.
And that's from February 3rd through February 24th. It's appointment only. Call 262-960-9178. And the Salem Community Library at 24615 89th Street in Salem. They're open from March 5th through March 28th. Appointment only. Call 262-960-9178. And also the Twin Lakes Library, 110 South Lake Avenue, Twin Lakes, open February 5th through February 26th. Appointment only. Call 262-960-9178. If you have more information, you can call 262-658-4104 or visit KenoshaUnitedWay.org.
Okay, that's really important. I don't think any of us have memorized all of that, but the KenoshaUnitedWay.org website will have a lot of information on the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, VITA, V-I-T-A, and you can go to the website, www.KenoshaUnitedWay.org, and get all of this information, and you can share it. Now, why is this so important for people, Tim?
Well, because a lot of people struggle. They don't know what to do, and they don't have a lot of extra cash. They don't understand the different tax laws and how things are going. And a lot of, you know, with the new Affordable Care Act, there's different tax, you know, purposes that people don't really know about. These people are prepared. They go through training, and they'll do it. They help people out that are, you know, need assistance in this and can't afford to have to hire an accountant or to go to H&R Block or any of those other places. And they can get their taxes done for free.
And you'll get answers by people who have been trained through a interactive computer learning system. They're certified by the IRS. From what I've been reading, the budget cuts have slashed to the customer services at the actual IRS offices, so that this might be a lot better way to get help than trying to call the IRS, because you might never get an answer.
Right.
So this is a wonderful thing. And the income threshold, you have to earn less than?
$53,000.
And that would be your total household income?
Correct. I believe it is. I'm not 100% sure. You'd have to, but I think it is if you total household.
All the details are on the Kenosha United Way website. Now, you have another event coming up, ACA tax events. What are those?
Those are going to be scheduled to talk about the Affordable Care Act and how the different taxes changes and how it affects you. Those are some of the different events that
are those scheduled for. Are those aimed at individuals or at expert professional tax preparers, or who are those workshops for?
Those are basically, it's a little bit of both, to let, you know, businesses know and let also individuals know. So
people could watch for those announcements coming up.
Yes.
Great. Anything else you have coming up that we ought to be talking about and letting people be aware of?
Well, I touched on this just a little bit earlier when I was talking about some of the services business that we do at Business Services, is that, you know, our main goal is also, you know, connect employers to the workforce, but we also work with the local county businesses on all different aspects. And one of the things we do offer is, you know, job fairs aren't, you know, always on a regular basis. There's so many of them they have, but we do work on targeted job fairs for individuals, like I mentioned with Meijer and Amazon and those organizations. But we will do, not regardless the size of your company, if you need to hire some people and you want to do a recruitment, just contact us and we can set up a recruitment at the Kenosha County Job Center to where you can come in for a couple hours and we'll help advertise it and help try to fill your positions. You get an actual chance to interview potential employees. And we've been doing quite a few of them. Actually, last year we did over 60 of them at the center, which was quite a bit of a jump from the year before. So,
now, how did you manage to increase that so much? Is it because the economy was bouncing back, or is it because of the outstanding job you're doing, Tim?
Well, part is the economy is bouncing back, and a lot of the kind of word of mouth, you know, one organization will hear that we're doing that. Well, then they're looking for people and they're struggling to find people. So they contact us and we offer that to them. And, you know, the business community will communicate with each other and say, hey, if you are having trouble, reach out to the Kenosha County Business Services team and they'll do some things like this to help you out.
So maybe you could explain a little bit more why businesses view this as so beneficial. Is it because of your expertise and help? Is it because of providing a place that's convenient for people to get to? What are some of the factors you think that makes this work so well?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything you mentioned. You know, we're very good at doing these on-site recruitments, and we have access to a lot of individuals. You know, part of the problem is trying to get in touch with the individuals that are looking for employment. The Kenosha County Job Center has quite a wide variety of people who come out there and utilize these services, so there's an accessibility. And like you mentioned, it's easy to get to. It's right on the bus route, so you're getting access to quite a few individuals.
So it's a win-win for everybody, the
yes.
businesses involved and the people. And I can imagine that a couple businesses have good experience with you. They're going to talk to their pals at the chamber meetings and at
sure.
the CABA meetings, and pretty soon you'll be getting more more action at the job center. You said you do some on-site work. Do you want to tell us how that works?
Well, that's what I'm talking about, the on-site recruitments where the individual business will come in and sit.
To your site.
Correct.
We don't go to their site.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can go out and help them assist with recruitments at different locations, too.
You've done that as well.
Yes. We've gone out and done informational sessions with organizations where they've invited people to come in to learn about their organization. We've done that too. So, and we'll go out and assist them with that, and we'll help advertise it where, you know, they're looking for people, and what they want to do is let people know this is what we do, this is the kind of jobs we have. If you're interested, then go on to our website and apply, which is, you know, another thing that we offer to the business community.
I'd like to turn now with our guest, who's Tim Thompson. He's the Business Services Supervisor at the Kenosha County Job Center. And we're going to talk about things beyond Kenosha County now. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the employment and unemployment statistics and what it all might mean and portend. But I'd like to start with an overview. Tim, you see the for several years now, you've seen the jobs coming in and the listings coming in. What's your impression of what's going on in terms of the local job picture in our immediate area here of Kenosha County and the surrounding area? What do you see happening? What kinds of jobs do you see opening up? What are the opportunities? What do you see going on with the mix of professional and pre-professional and other kinds of labor jobs? How do you assess the picture now?
Well, I look at it as it's turning to the positive side. You know, before, you know, everybody was losing jobs, laying people off, cutting down production. And right now, Kenosha has become a very hot spot for companies to relocate, being on the I-94, you know, gateway between Milwaukee, Chicago area. And what we're seeing is a wide variety and some newer, you know, we're getting some manufacturing in, but we're also getting some logistics companies in, you know, to help with, you know, the shipping and different things like that. And we're also getting new retail-type businesses in. So we're getting a very good mix of new companies looking to relocate and open locations in Kenosha.
Now, when you talk about manufacturing, you know, the old-timers in Kenosha think about manufacturing in a very different way, I think, than young people would today in terms of what manufacturing means. We come from a tradition of really heavy industry in this area all around this part of Lake Michigan. What kind of manufacturing are we talking about, Tim?
Different things. You know, we are looking at Canal has just recently come to the area. They do LED-type lighting assembly and manufacturing, you know, and then there's newer different types of different manufacturing. So it's not as, you know, like the old automobile days and bigger things. A lot of smaller manufacturing that is popping up all over.
When you say smaller, you're talking about not only things that are, you know, smaller than a car, maybe bigger than a breadbasket, but we have medical equipment going on here.
Correct.
Right. What kind of skills are required? Are these small shops?
Some of them are. Some of them are bigger. You know, it seems to be somewhere in between 100 to maybe 200 people that they're hiring. And,
so a typical manufacturer, a small manufacturer, might hire up to 200 people?
Right. It
or
depends on
fewer.
Correct, or they can start out with a small amount and with plans of expansion once they get going. So, and it takes, it's different. So, you know, there's general labor-type positions, there's CNC-type positions. So, I mean, there's also maintenance mechanics-type positions. So you're getting kind of a wide variety of these things.
The CNC would be the computer numerical control.
Correct.
Now, is the preponderance of positions more professional and technical than general labor, or is it considered a healthy mix? Or
a healthy mix. And some of these organizations are putting some offices, you know, creating some office professional type positions here along with the manufacturing.
And so that gives a wider range of opportunities for our workforce. Now, with the expansion of businesses going on and the talk about having more business park sites, you expect that this is going to continue? You see it? You don't see it topping off then?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it seems to be that the economy, you know, across the country is on an upswing, but, you know, Kenosha has been a very good location that a lot of companies are looking at.
A lot of common knowledge scuttlebutt around the communities in here in southeastern Wisconsin is that all the new jobs coming in are low-wage jobs and don't give you any chance for advancement or capitalizing on your education or technical training. It sounds like you don't see it that way. You see it more as a balanced.
Yeah, see, from what I've seen, you know, just even these distribution jobs, when, you know, if you talk to some of the people that got hired at them, it was good, decent entry-level wages with opportunities for advancement and growth. So I know a lot of these companies are looking for, you know, advancement and growth into people.
Now, Let's go to the employment statistics in detail now. You've brought some statistics with you. We'll try not to overwhelm our listeners with too many statistics, but we want to pick out some of these to let people know what's been going on. What's the picture for unemployment in Kenosha County, Ben?
Well, it's been on a decline. The percentage has, as an example, you know, in October it was for Kenosha County it was 6.2%, and then November it went to 5.6%, and then in December it jumped up 0.3% to 5.9%, but which is kind of typical because during that time frame of October, November area, there's a lot of seasonal picked up for the holidays, and then the people get laid off during that time frame. So it's up a little bit, but it's, you know, kind of even flows at certain times of the year. It's higher and lower, you know, and it has to do with some of the winter seasonal holiday employments, and then summer employments pick up, and then it kind of drops off again.
So is there a difference between the city and the county here in Kenosha County?
Yes, in the city, it's a little higher because, you know, there's a larger population that's in the city area of Kenosha. Like in October, it was 7.1, went down to 6.3 in November, and then up to 6.7 in December. But, you know, because when you do the whole county, you know, you get a bigger sample, so there's it's less population, or excuse me, less unemployment out in the county area than, you know, than there is in the city because you're taking out part of that. So,
what do you consider a full employment rate target for Kenosha County? What does your office consider the target? I mean, zero would be nice, but
right, you know, that's something I don't really have. You know, that's something more that comes from a little higher up than me, so I couldn't really say what that would be.
It seems like the whole county of 6% might be just a little high, but not that terribly high in terms of traditional full employment levels.
Well, if you look at the state of Wisconsin, it's, you know, and it's pretty much 5.4 in October, 5.2 in November, 5.2 in December. So around 5% is been steady for a couple months, and you know, out of what is it, 72 counties in the state, we're ranked 28th, so or somewhere around that. I'm not 100% sure, and you know,
but we're doing pretty well.
We're doing pretty well compared to you know the national unemployment is 5.8 in October, 5.8 in November, and 5.6 in December. So we're getting closer to the national average with it in. I foresee with all this new expansions coming. I mean, if you just, like we talked about before, you know, with Meijer going to be hiring 300 to 350 for their, you know, their store, Amazon another 1,000, F&A around 150, and Costco, we're not sure how many. That's a lot of jobs that are going to come in the next few months, and that's going to reduce the unemployment rate.
So if more people who from Kenosha County who get out in Racine County and Walworth County and Lake County who get out and apply for those jobs, the faster they're going to get hired.
Right,
and
right.
Reduce that unemployment rate. Now, around us, let's just take a moment. We might dig a little bit deeper into Kenosha County and, later, but let's take a look at what's going on in Racine County and maybe Lake County, Illinois, and Walworth County, which are all in our listening area, too.
Right.
But I'll start with Racine. Where are we at with Racine?
Well, Racine, in October, they were at 6. Racine County, they were at 6.1%, November 6%, and then back up to 6.3% in December. Their unemployment rate tends to run a little higher than ours usually. They also, their city rate is higher. They have the highest in the state. Right now in October it was 9.1, November 8.5, and it's 8.8 in December. So currently they have the highest in the city.
And that's the city with the highest unemployment in the state of Wisconsin?
State, correct.
So that's ahead of Milwaukee.
Yes. Ooh. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then Walworth, they are in October were 4.6, November 4.8, and December 5.2. So, you know, that they're doing pretty good. They're staying at a distant, but Walworth's a little more spread out, so and it's a little smaller as cities, so that's understandable. So
they're doing a little better than the rest of our listening area,
right?
Mm-hmm. What's going on down in Lake County, which includes, of course, a lot of space that we don't cover with our signal to the west, extreme west of Lake County, but we got a lot of people who come up to Kenosha from eastern Lake County for work and for entertainment. What's the picture for unemployment there?
They're, you know, roughly, you know, they've been running 6.1 in October, 6 in November, and 6.2. So, yeah, their statistics are a little closer to what Racine counties are and a little bit, you know, higher than what Kenosha is. So, theirs is running a little higher.
It kind of surprises me. Did that surprise you?
No, not really. I mean, it's from seeing these over the time, they seem to be a little bit higher than what we have. So
that's normal for what you see. Mm-hmm. Now, you've pulled together a statistic for us, which is really terrific, of the southeast Wisconsin, Racine, Kenosha, Walworth, Tri-County area. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that one, just like you said, it's our region, and we're referred to, our region is referred to the southeastern corner all the time, and we kind of get lumped into a lot of that. And they average out at 5.8 in October, 5.5 in November, and then 5.9 in December. And again, you kind of see that trend where it goes down for the seasonal and back up. So
I see. If for the whole state of Wisconsin, Tim, where's the lowest unemployment?
The lowest is the city of Caledonia, which is 2.4%.
Wow. That's right nearby.
Right.
And what about the highest county and the lowest county for unemployment in the state? Do you have that?
Yep. Currently, Iron County is the highest in the state at 10.4%, and then Dane County is the lowest with 3.2%.
Well, 10.4% in Iron County, that's really punishing,
right,
isn't it?
Right. Well, you know, again, that's a lot of spread out areas. So,
taking a step back from these statistics, Tim, how should people feel about them? What I'm not asking you to make political statements here. That'd be beyond your scope. But you feel like we're on the right path here? You don't see cause for alarm. You see cause for hope in these? Are we a stasis where we need to be very watchful and careful about our economic development? How do professionals who look at these numbers tend to understand what we're going through right now at this point in our economic recovery?
Well, I think, it looks good, and just you refer back to those our earlier conversation about all these recruitments we have coming up, and just looking at the list of employers that are, you know, going to be coming to the job fair, and there's a lot of positions that are going to be need to be filled. So the unemployment rate should continue to go down. I mean, that's in the way it should work, you know, as long as we fill these positions. So, I mean, there's a good positive outlook. That's just my opinion.
That's great. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And these numbers are going to be available on our archived program. If you care to listen to it again, you can hear it all there at WGTD.org and click on Talk and click on Community Matters, and you'll see the archives. Now, we have other things that are going on at the Job Center. We'll do a little bit of review of some critical information before we close so that people can grab a piece of paper and write down some phone numbers and URLs. But let's talk a little bit more about your training opportunities for a moment, Tim. What do you have coming up that people might want to take advantage of? And I also would encourage our listeners in our various community groups, church groups, various faith groups to be aware of this and to make sure they spread the word in their circle of friends and congregations to let people who need better employment know all these things that are happening this spring. What do you got coming up for training?
Well, we got some boot camps that we partner with Gateway to do, and one of them will be the high school youth CNC boot camp. That next session.
Well, let me just interrupt a second. When you say these boot camps, what's a boot camp? What do you mean by
well,
that phrase?
What a boot camp is normally how when you go to the technical college to earn a degree, it's usually a 1 or 2 year degree. What these boot camps do is they condense a lot of that training in a so many week period, and you go through, and it's like Monday through Friday, you're there learning, hands-on, and you earn some certificates. You're not getting the degree, but you're earning certificates that say, this is what I've learned, and then gives you an opportunity to go out and get a job with local companies.
Typically, how long do these boot camp training sessions run?
That all depends on the amount of the training in that. You know, some of them are 12 weeks. Some of them are less. It just depends on the individual boot camp.
So there is a significant time commitment, but it's not 2 years to get an associate's degree.
Correct.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned, one of them is the CNC Youth Boot Camp. It begins in July 2015. The summer sessions are Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 11:45 a.m. So if you're interested in that, locally, you can go to www.gtc.edu/wedd/youth-cnc-boot-camp to get more information on that. It's open to Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth counties.
I suppose if you use the search function on the Gateway website, that might lead you there too, I hope.
Probably quicker than trying to remember all that.
Okay, and that's the CNC Youth Boot Camp. Mm-hmm. What's youth?
That's at least 17 years old, and you got to be in high school. And then what they're looking to do is hopefully that you'll get hired on to with a company right out of high school.
And maybe do some continuing education right here.
Correct.
At Gateway. Sure.
Correct.
What else you got coming up for boot camps?
The CNC, the next one, April 27th, which is for the CNC, which for an adult boot camp. Applications, you can get those. And if you have questions here, again, just go to the website at Gateway. And it's basically you attend 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, learning the different skills to learn how to become a CNC operator. We also have a telecommunication cabling installer boot camp.
This isn't a call center boot camp. This is for people who install fiber optics and telephone lines and what other kinds of jobs they do?
Well, telecommunication, just anything that does that. Security is one of them. Security and lines for different security systems for people. Fire and safety, different things like that.
So it's all sorts of things within this telecom. It's not about laying cable and going up on telephone poles.
We want
people to understand this is very broad in terms of the industry. Good. Okay.
Right.
Tell us more about it.
And basically, they're having some information sessions that tells you what it means to be a telecom instructor, installer, and classroom expectations. Again, you can go to the website to find out where and when these things are going on. It's a 12-week boot camp, and it just gets you to the entry level, but it gets you some certificates, and that way you can go along, and because it's a high demand. The next camp will be run through March 9th through May 29th.
I suppose after completing any of these boot camps, one can then elect to have more continuing education toward an associate's degree.
Correct.
Here at Gateway, but once you get your first toehold in a job in that technical or professional field, then you've got the wherewithal to do that.
Correct. Also, we got certified logistics technician specialist trainings that are coming up from April 13th through the 29th. It'll help individuals, master the core competencies of material handling, training for entry-level frontline supervisors, things like that, and you'll earn some certificates. If you're interested in applying, there's some information sessions that you can go to. And there'll be some on March 3rd and 4th or the 11th from 5 to 6 at Gateway's S.C. Johnson IMET Center out at 2320 Renaissance Boulevard in Sturtevant, Wisconsin.
That's a great location.
These classes are generally going to be run in the evenings from 5:30 to 9:30 and Saturdays from 8 to 5.
Terrific. That's quite a lineup. Are there any others that are coming up that you know about so far?
Well, then there's the last thing. Is I was just going to bring this up again. We had mentioned about the Health Care and Affordable Care Act. I do have some dates at the location to talk about that. It's Monday, February 2nd and Monday, February 9th from 4 to 7, and it'll be held at the Kenosha County Job Center, 8600 Sheridan Road, Entrance D.
Terrific. Well, that's quite an opportunity. What are these expensive, these training opportunities?
No, a lot of them are fully funded through programs that if you qualify, you can get in. There's, you know, you do have to. It's not like you can just show up. There are requirements. There's packets that you have to fill out and forms, and you have to meet some of these requirements to get into these programs.
But there is financial aid that's not repayable.
Right, some of it's fully funded, a lot of it is. So you just basically, if you're interested in these, you should just contact, go to the website, Gateway website, find these boot camps or certifications you're looking for, and that'll tell you exactly how you go about doing it.
And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to lay out money.
Correct.
So that's really important.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a barrier if you meet the qualifications
right.
for having financial aid, and those wouldn't be loans.
No, a lot of these programs are funded.
That's very important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrific. My guest this morning has been Tim Thompson, the business services leader at the Kenosha County Job Center, and we're going to summarize now some of the key pieces of information we've given you this morning, because we want you to have this information to be engaged and informed and to help your friends in your workplace, in your church, in your synagogue, in your temples, to your neighborhoods, to go out and take advantage of the opportunities to improve their technical skills and improve their employment and their standard of living. So let's go through those real quickly. I think the first big thing we got coming up is on February 11th, and that's going to be where again, Tim?
That'll be at the Gateway Technical College Monogrado Auditorium at 3520 30th Avenue in Kenosha. Plenty of parking.
That's just north of Washington Road on 30th Avenue. And that's all afternoon, Wednesday, February 11th from 1 to 4. And all the information you need about that is also online at the Kenosha County Job Center. And you've got workshops and information that people can take advantage of so they can do the best job possible.
Correct.
Presenting themselves effectively. It's more than just walking in and plopping down in a chair, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, then we had another really important thing, and very timely. It's the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program for people earning up to $53,000 as a household income. And the VITA teams can prepare your basic tax return free and give you up-to-date information. Do you want to just summarize the locations that people can go to for this, and then they can look that information up at the Kenosha United Way website? And these VITA tax assistance programs, by the way, are all throughout our region, and contacting your local United Way, wherever you live, would probably give you access to them. Tim,
correct.
Where in Kenosha County will people be able to go?
The locations are the Kenosha Job Center at 8600 Sheridan Road, ELCA Outreach Center, the Salem Community Library, and the Twin Lakes Library. So like Lynn said, go ahead and go to the www.kenoshaunitedway.org to get more information about it.
Terrific. Thanks again, Tim. It's been great to have you on our program this morning. Tim Thompson, the supervisor of the Job Center Business Services here in Kenosha County. For more information, go to the website of the Job Center of Kenosha County or to Kenosha United Way or to your local Job Center or United Way, wherever you are living and listening to us today. For Community Matters, this is Len Iaquinta encouraging you to get informed and get involved. Good day.
You've been listening to Community Matters, a program that airs every Saturday morning at 11:15 on WGTD. For an online recording of today's show, log on to WGTD's website at WGTD.org, click Talk, and go to Community Matters. Your gateway to public radio is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva.
I'm Gregory Berg, and my guest on Monday's morning show, Scott Stossel, is the editor of Atlantic Monthly, but he has been contending since early childhood with nearly crippling anxiety disorders. He writes about it in a best-selling memoir called My Age of Anxiety. Support comes from Carthage College, welcoming author and prominent South African entrepreneur Herman Mashaba. He'll give a presentation Monday, February 9th. It's titled Economic Freedom of South Africa, The Contradictions. It begins at 6 p.m. and is open to the public.
WGTD broadcasts from studios located on the Kenosha campus of Gateway Technical College. In Kenosha and Racine, WGTD is heard at 91.1 FM.